Okay, I grew up in the just outside of Guelph, so family ties are here. I've been gone from the Guelph community for about 20 years. Came back a little over a year ago, and actually work in at the research station at ARCL for the university. I'm just finishing off my undergrad degree here in Guelph. So that's sort of what brings me back to the community. I've had an interest in municipal politics and zoning in another community outside of this area, and how they've addressed some of the water issues and some of the growth issues. So I bring some experience and interest from communities outside of Guelph.
And what have you seen coming back to Guelph after 20 years? Is there anything that kind of sticks out to you where you think, oh, Guelph has been doing well on this, or Guelph has maybe fallen down in a certain area?
One of the biggest surprises coming back to the city is the extent of residential growth that has taken place. Until you actually tour things, Guelph has historically planned slow and planned carefully, and the growth in comparison to some municipalities has been very, very good to this point. We've maintained the small town mindset. The challenge is going to be, now that we're over 100,000 people, we are now a city, full-blown city. I don't see today the focus on jobs. That seems to be absent. We still are a community with the NIMBY syndrome, not in my backyard. We heard it today with one of the city councilors talking about increasing density, yet she was part of a group that opposed housing development in the university. We do have a housing issue. There are more illegal basement bachelor apartments in this town than there should be, and city council's turning a blind eye to that. So you do have a whole, there's just not the focus on affordable housing that there should be, and the need to create the jobs so people can afford the housing in the first place. So we can't have this real sort of nice aesthetic little community. There has to be a trade-off, and I guess I'm, unlike a lot of people, I'm in full support of the Zellers development at the university, because I realize, you know, the funding restraints that they're under. I buy the university argument that they do in fact need the offsetting revenue to further the research park. We've seen what happens to that whole agri-food sector that's emerging at that, and if I guess I'm probably a little more willing than some to make compromises in that regard. I'll live with a big box store, thank you very much, if that means that we can have greater white-collar jobs. We look at what's happened with One Stone Road and the university and how that has evolved, and the companies and the research opportunities that are coming out of that. So I guess long-term, I'd like to, you know, the university is a key player in that part. It's a key player in the community, and I think one of the things that surprises me a little bit is we still have that us versus them mindset coming back after 20 years. There's still the college on the hill, only we're not on the hill anymore. And I find myself identifying more as part of the university community than the city community. I also happen to live right now in the Willow West area, which is very high density housing. And so affordable housing becomes another issue in this community. And it's very easy to go to some of the neighborhoods and look around and look at the property values. But we can't, I guess I'm a little more of a realist, we can't have our cake and eat it too. There are going to have to be some compromises and concessions in the next round of growth. We can talk about aesthetics. And yes, I know there's some legalities and technicalities, but there are also some fiscal realities, and we need to compete for jobs. We can't just chase the high-tech jobs. You know, Better Beef's an example of a very successful company with high demand of water. Very, very high demand of water, and very successful company. There are, you know, they're actually hiring right now, which is good news to a lot of people. You know, we forget that segment of our economy. It's easy to go to the mall on Sunday afternoon and see everybody out shopping and the Volvos and everything else in the parking lot. you know, hey, I go there in the summer. It's air-conditioned. My apartment isn't. So that's, I guess, the issue. When I looked at some of the documentation to date, is the focus on jobs and, you know, making a more more affordable community, greater, you know, the mayor alluded to that, more equitable distribution of wealth. We're starting to see greater segregation, and that needs to be addressed. And I know that the mayor has some solid opposition on council against any type of move in that direction. Including the chair of finance committee had some interesting comments in the newspaper last week, or this week, referring to the investment the city made in River Run Center as a waste of money. And he's in my ward. There is that mindset, the old boys mindset. That's the other disappointment coming back after 20 years, is that the old boys mindset is still here. And so it'll be interesting. It's going to be good. I think there are some political issues beyond the city that are going to have to be addressed.
And just generally speaking, are you optimistic with this sort of process that it could have some concrete outcomes if the input is wide enough from the community to address some of the challenges that are going to arise in the next couple of years?
I think it'll be a successful venture if we have a significant change in tone of provincial and federal government that gives the municipalities the latitude that they need. Right now, municipalities, federal government, it's a lot of paper, a lot of reports, but there's a little substance to it. Provincially, we're seeing less power to the municipalities. They're downloading responsibility, but they're taking away authority. So until we have a substantial change, I think the mayor is right. We've always taken, and this community has always taken, a proactive approach. So in that regard, I think, you know, the city is correct in going through the process in case we are given that latitude. We are prepared. We are ahead of the game. I'm a little pessimistic that we can go through the best laid plans and there's this wonderful body that says the OMB, to our municipal board that says, no, we don't care what you do. We don't care what you study, what the citizens want. This is what's going to be. So if there's a change of government, I think we will be very, very well positioned. Not necessarily a change of government, change in tone of government at the federal and provincial that gives the city responsibility or opportunities, gives them back some authority with the responsibility, then I think the city will be well positioned. I'm just not sure that all of our city councilors are on side, though. This is an old boys network.